this area of Arkansas was completely bypassed by the New Deal, by the Civil Rights Revolution, by the feminist impulse. I mean, Sam Walton was who he was. He was a white Southern male of his generation who resented and resisted federal regulation, whether it's on race or wages or you name it. That was part of the ethos and culture of that company. And for a long time, it was sort of ignored and viewed as a kind of peculiar Southern variant. But by the time he started moving into Illinois and Iowa and then Texas and finally California, well, that culture, that ethos began to clash with what people were used to in other places.